We are with Catherine, Emily and Esther from the band Medieval Babes. Hello.
Hello, hey Tim.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Is it your first time in Trolls et Légendes?
Yes, it is. It's the first time we've played here, yes.
And what do you feel to come to play in such a fairy festival?
It's really exciting. I mean, we love playing in this part of the world anyway, and we're quite used to playing these festivals, but generally more in America. So it's really nice to be in Europe and playing a fantasy-orientated festival.
May you introduce briefly the concept of Medieval Babes? Because it's not only musicians and singers. There is all a background around the band.
Well, the band's been going for 15 years now. It's had many different incarnations, but the spirit of the band has remained the same, which is, you know, it's a bit obviously inspired by the medieval period, but we write our own compositions based on using ancient texts, and there's a very strong fantasy element to the band. We like dressing up as princesses and generally cavorting around, and it's a really, really good fun band to be in. I mean, there's so much laughter goes on, which I think is what's kept it going on for so long. It's because it's just so much fun, and, you know, we just all love singing together, and, you know, hope it carries on for another 15 years.
How do you work together to create your music? Because it's not always the same lineup. I mean, some babes goes out, new come in, and you've got new musician. I mean, there is a lot of different kind of ancient.
But I'd say that Catherine is like the bedrock of the band. She's the consistent element.
It's been at the beginning, but Emily's a bit of an old-timer, so she's been trucking on for 8 years now.
Yeah, can't get rid of me.
It's been, what, 4 years, sir? Something like
almost
that?
Almost 4 years, yeah.
Catherine is the main composer of the band, but everybody else also contributes composition. So if new members come in and for a while, then the more experience they have as songwriters, then the better, because it gives us more of a varied sort of catalogue.
Yeah. And I think that's what's kept it alive over the years, different people coming and going, because not only are different songwriters coming, but people's, you know, there's been so many different singers that come into the band that I feel inspired to write for different voices as well, so that keeps things fresh as well, the different instruments and different voices at our disposal.
And everyone brings different skills, like, so someone might be more experienced in the dance part, or someone might be more of an actress, so
they theatrical elements.
Yeah. Exactly, you know.
Like Sarah, for instance, has been very instrumental in reworking our show, making it more theatrical, and she's someone that's been in the band for nearly 2 years now, so she's definitely brought a lot to it in a different way to anyone else has before.
I feel that there is more music right now in your composition. I mean, at the first album, there is a lot of voices, a lot of a cappella songs, and you've got more and more melody right now. Do you feel this way too? Or?
Yeah, in the last album, definitely, it's definitely got progressively more ambitious instrumentally, but the album we're about to do now is actually going to be quite a lot of a cappella songs on it, so we're kind of returning to our roots in terms of the fact that we're going to strip it back down again, but it's a lot more sophisticated because the band has developed so much more and everyone's a lot more competent basically at doing difficult stuff now.
The band has sort of attracted, as the band's grown, it's attracted more and more experienced singers, so the singers themselves are of a very high level now, so it means that we can rely just on the human voice and not to have so many bells and whistles, and that at the moment we're finding very exciting, because we recently did a tour which was just an a cappella tour, just six singers and none of the fancy instrumentalists, no lighting, just candlelight, and we found that really, really exciting to sort of strip it back down to the bare bones and just really enjoy the sound of human voice in a natural acoustic.
I saw an interview on the internet where you say that the dresses match with your personality. Yeah, this one. And is it something important to be more than you on stage? You've got the dress and the music. Yeah. Do you want to create someone on stage, or?
I think everyone has their own way of performing. Some people take on more of a character, and some people like to really communicate as themselves. You know, I think that interview we were talking specifically about our new theatre show, where we'd had costumes designed individually for each person. But when we're doing our concert format shows, which is what we're doing today, we all actually wear matching outfits because we find that gives us more sort of power and force as a unit.
So we look like a sort of sect.
Thank you.
A coven.
You know, so we have different ways of approaching what we're doing depending on what kind of concert we're doing.
And will you always use pagan songs and religious songs?
Some of them are religious in theme, but a lot of them are about love and nature and death and lots of big philosophical questions.
It's about finding texts that we find inspiring, do you know what I mean? It doesn't necessarily have to be particularly set in the medieval period, although most of it is. But, you know, we have used some more modern poetry as well.
It's just romantic poets who are inspired by the medieval period.
Like Byron.
Yeah. And John Keats, the setting of La Belle Dame, which is obviously very much based on sort of more romantic era. You know.
Have you got a special song that you really like to perform from the last album?
I guess it's different for everybody, isn't it?
And I think also you go through stages where you like one song in particular and then you sort of change over.
I love them all for different reasons, really, because we have very ethereal songs and really bombastic songs with big drums, and I really love them because they're so dramatic. So that would be, say, Blacksmiths or Desert Rose. I love performing them both because they're just so full of energy. But I also love La Belle Dame, which is really ethereal, beautiful fairy tale. And I don't know about Kat, what's your favourite? Do you have a favourite?
I really like singing Sushi Pei. I'm not actually doing that one today, but that's one of my personal favourites because it's very passionate and haunting. And I love doing Blacksmiths, it's really good fun as well. And Desert Rose as well, Grease always has got. It's got a lot of impact and a lot of dancing and a violin going hell for leather, you know. It's
there
intense.
Were some songs on the the last album that we don't actually perform live.
Yeah. I really enjoyed doing that
one.
Yeah,
I really like doing
that
one. Yeah.
I love it when it kicks in.
Although the words are really difficult to remember for some reason, aren't they? I don't know.
Did you go a little bit around to see the festival? And
Yeah, I had a walk around,
And what do you think
about it? It's quite a hardcore scene, isn't it?
I'm sure hardcore is quite the right word.
No, you haven't looked around. Really? It's got all the gaming, you know, the
it's a mixture,
game
isn't
stuff.
It? Real...
You know, it's very involved. And if you go to the very back, there's a whole room full of a lot of the little models, you know.
My boyfriend would be in paradise here. He loves playing World of Warcraft, and this is totally his scene. Do you know what I mean?
Goblin going to page 48.
To end our interview this year, we've got a special question, which is, if you get the opportunity to work with a dead artist, who would it be, and for what kind of art? I mean, not specially music.
Okay, that takes some thinking, because there's quite a lot of dead people out there.
Yeah.
It's quite a lot to choose from.
I know.
Though,
I don't stop, really.
I think you should give us half an hour and come back to
it's a difficult one, isn't it? I mean, because there's so many amazing artists. I mean, someone sort of amazing artist to design a set for us or something, you know, like getting the...
Like Leonardo da Vinci and Michelangelo. Someone else says,
that would be too bad, would it? You know,
one of the great Pre-Raphaelite painters like Waterhouse.
Yeah,
design stuff.
Exactly. Something like that would be, I think, very inspiring for us, wouldn't it? You know.
Yeah.
Don't know.
Yeah, we'll get back to you on that.
Yeah, it's a very good question. I've never been asked that before, actually. Yeah. So it's I wouldn't mind doing a duet with Ronnie James Dio, who died fairly recently, so I'm a bit sad about that.
Get Jimi Hendrix in on guitar.
Yeah.
Artists from different centuries.
Really incongruous, inappropriate people.
Yeah. Yeah, John Bonham on drums, you know.
It's a bit like that concert in Bill and Ted's
Excellent Adventure. I think that's probably the most we can say on that song.
A word you would like to add?
A word?
Would you like to say anything else, Catherine?
Check out our website, medievalbabes.com.
And our new album, Temptation.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Cheers.